USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Ukrainian President Zelensky says his country's war with Russia must end by winter. Zelensky, remotely speaking to President Biden and other world leaders attending the G7 summit in Germany on Monday, the Senate minority leader is touting Congress's work on improving school safety after recent mass shootings. During remarks in his home state, Kentucky Republican Senator Mitch McConnell discusses a bipartisan deal.
Does not take away any gun rights from anyone. It is targeted entirely at school safety and mental health.
Reports say there are multiple fatalities and dozens are injured after an Amtrak train derailed in Missouri. The train derailing after it hit a dump truck at a public crossing in the city of Mendon, which is about 100 miles northeast of Kansas City. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
Before I started taking Balance of Nature, I was so exhausted, and they found nothing wrong. Everything was good, just no energy. For years, I was so worn out. Well, I want to tell you, Balance of Nature has been so good for me. I'm 84 years old, and I feel like I'm 30. I want to scream with happiness. I feel like I'm 30 years old now. So I want to thank Balance of Nature for everything, because this has been the best thing I've ever done.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The Supreme Court rules in favor of a high school football coach.
The Supreme Court of the United States ruled Monday Joe Kennedy, a high school football coach in Washington State, has a constitutional right to pray at games. Joe Kennedy on Fox News.
It doesn't matter what your faith is or if you have no faith. It just proves that, you know, this is America and the First Amendment applies, and nobody should have to worry about, now especially, have to worry about just because you want to thank God, you could do it now. And that's just an awesome thing for everybody.
The vote was 6-3. Saying the Bremerton School District in Washington State unlawfully violated his First Amendment rights. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Supreme Court also saying they won't revisit a 1964 ruling that sets the bar higher for someone to claim libel. Conservative Justice Clarence Thomas dissenting from the court's decision. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Suspense.
Shadow knows.
Mystery in the Air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
Customs and Border Protection is reporting a slight increase in drug seizures along the southern border. Arizona AG and GOP candidate for U.S. Senate Mark Brnovich says he's concerned about how these drugs are impacting communities.
They're bringing in records amount of fentanyl, methamphetamine, and they're empowering the cartels, and we're going to see more violence in our neighborhoods as a result of these failed Biden policies.
CBP also says that they're counting over 200,000 illegal immigrant encounters along the border every month. The Houston Texans are being sued by a massage therapist claiming the team enabled Deshaun Watson. Toy Gardner filing the suit Monday in Harris County, saying the Texans would let Watson reach out to masseuse on social media even though they had a full-time training staff. She also says the now Cleveland Browns quarterback gave her a non-disclosure agreement from the Texans before the massage and then committed a sex act. Former President Gerald Ford's Mountain Chateau in Colorado is hitting the market for $13 million. Ford lived in the Vail home with former First Lady Betty Ford in the 1970s and 80s, where he reportedly skied quite often. Dubbed the Winter White House, the home features 7 bedrooms, mountain and golf course views, and a large courtyard with an outdoor fireplace. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.